Yeah, that's a great question. So I agree with everything you said. I'm not going to repeat any of that because I completely agree with everything you said about the distance having collapsed, and also the sense that we are all implicated in these processes. We can't just point and say the fascists are over there. You know, I mean, in some way, it's all of us. You know, and I think the word collaborator, as someone raised today, is a great word because it also has this history of the collaborateur, right? And it makes us think about what is our role we can't really say it was someone else. Yeah. It was us too, you know. Yeah. And so, what do you do with that, right? And it would be a lot more fun to just attack or make fun of or criticize other people, right? But this is actually a moment of real introspection for us and rethinking things. And now, I'm not sure about this, but I think we may be at a time in which the whole question of what is an artifact of scholarly work is changing, so that it used to be we knew what it was, right? You study one Chile and I study Japan, and we both produce articles, and they go in the same kind of journals, and they have the same format, kind of, and we can kind of compare them. We can compare your work and my work, and we can evaluate the relative strength of each because they're comparable objects. But now we're entering into these collaborations with our informants, and you know, who my collaborators are will generate one kind of artifact, and who your collaborators are. And it may be a complete, not just different things, it may be things of entirely different orders. Yours is a blog and a community of people of one kind. Mine is a totally different kind of group. And how do you compare those, right? And so comparison itself fails at the level of scholarly evaluation. But it's also really exciting and interesting. I mean, you're producing, it's almost like I imagine a moment they had in art criticism three generations ago, right? Where people start producing new kinds of art forms. And the question was, how do you know, how do you evaluate? What is art, right? And we're sort of in that moment, finally. It's gone. And I think it's like in art criticism, and maybe this is a question I want to take up with Pierre later. It raises this question of, it puts more responsibility, more creative responsibility on the receiver of the object to engage in a more active form of interpretation. So what I was talking about today, I think a lot of people probably would find it kind of, it's demanding a lot of an audience to make sense of that, right? And if they're kind of used to a talk that has a beginning and a middle and an end, it's probably not the mood, they're not in the mood for that, right? And to really understand your blog, I need to actually creatively listen to you in a really active way and think about it. And I think there can be standards for evaluating a good object from a bad object, but it's going to require a lot more work than just sitting back and skimming an article, you know? Wait, so your question again.
So, and do you see that possible not only with your your colleagues or people from different parts of the world, but how does it work, you collaborating with your own informants in some way? How is that collaboration looking? How does it look?
It's really hard, you know? I mean,
but what do you do?
So what do we do? So for the most part, we've dropped the fiction of they're the subjects and I'm the researcher and I'm going to interview them. And we've moved into a mode in which we're much more having a conversation and working through things together.
And is it through a common text, for example?
So we've created this platform online where we have discussion topics on things like what is the sharing economy or, you know, happiness economics and what is that all about? Or, you know, I mean, whatever people want to talk about. And we have these closed discussions. And then we also have conferences and different kinds of things. But it's an opportunity for us to meet as co-knowledge creators rather than as people to be described and people who do describing. Now, the problem is that we actually can't produce many outputs out of that. And we've been kind of concerned about what kind of outputs could we produce collectively beyond our enjoying being in each other's company, which, by the way, is not stupid. That's meaningful.
Well, of course.
You know? and the outputs are not visible in a way that can be recognized by a university or a funding body or anything like that. So I mean, the kinds of outputs that we produce are things like people being interested in a topic they've never been interested in before, or a finance guy deciding he's going to put on a workshop for other fund managers on the sociology of finance because he learned about that from the group. Or, you know, I mean, various things, all of these things don't look like, they're not intelligible objects of intellectual work.
But it could also be seen like, I guess, 50 years ago, maybe something like a think tank. It was a kind of new figure that now is very clear the way they work.
Do you know anything about the history of think tanks?
There are some, not in particular, but there are some good.
That would be interesting to know.
Because it's interesting. Right. It probably was a hybrid type of thing.
Right.
But now it's very clear what they do. Now it's very clear their role and what type of knowledge they produce. And
right.
But,